Hello, everyone, and welcome to another CineQuest video podcast review. We're going to be talking about the newest Marvel-ish Sony movie, Madam Web. Here it's universally panned, and we're going to see if we agree with that statement or that consensus, because a lot of people don't like this movie, and we're here to talk about it. All right, here we are, back again to do another podcast review of a movie, of two movies for that matter. And again, Bryce, we did see them together, just kind of spur of the moment.
In the span of a couple hours, actually.
Yeah, it was not planned at all. And both of them were kind of just like, hey, we're bored, let's watch this movie. And then, hey, what else do we do? Let's go watch another movie. I haven't had one of those kind of double features in a long time, and they couldn't have been more of a different experience watching both of these movies.
Oh yeah, this would have been a very interesting double feature, like a drive-in or some shit.
Yeah, for sure. Because I mean, completely unlike, and demographic for both of these is also completely different. If you went to go take your kids to see Madam Web, you should not be staying to see Night Angel.
No.
You know, those are for us. That's for people like us, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have mind that double feature. In fact, it probably would have gone down as like one of the better double features, considering the very different reaction that we had to both of these movies.
I don't even know who Madam Web is for, to be honest with you. I don't... So anyways, but yeah, wildly varying styles of movie.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the first movie we're going to talk about today is Madam Web. And let's get this started here. Madam Web is like the newest Marvel Sony. It's a Sony picture that is kind of integrated with the Marvel brand, and it is a character that I was not familiar with at all. The only Spider character that I'm familiar with is Spider-Man, and I guess would it be who's the evil Spider-Man?
I don't know. I don't think it's an actual character. I think it's a character they made up. No, I think it's a character they made up for this movie. But yeah, just Madam Web is not, you know, it's not about a lady who runs a brothel of spiders. that's not the kind of Madam.
Yeah.
I don't know who that guy was. I think that was I don't know, man. Honestly, I like Spider-Man. I watched the 90s cartoon and read some of the comics when I was younger, but I don't know too much of the lore other than like the Venom, Carnage, and like those other like the Sinister Six and those
characters.
I know about Madam Web a little bit, but I only know Madam Web from the 90s cartoon where she was like an old lady, like some almost like interdimensional being that would pop in every so often to give him advice. And she would be like sitting on like a throne, like a big web behind her. And she had like a long gown. Nothing like what this movie is. Now, I don't know if she has an origin story. I don't know how canon that is from the comics or whatever.
Well, like I said before, like I wasn't familiar with this character until right now. And then I saw...
Strange character for them to make a movie. I don't know. To me, it's just a very strange...
But, they've done that with other characters. I know like the more minor characters like the Guardians of the Galaxy. I know initially was kind of a... this is probably even more minor than like way minor than those characters, but I mean they probably were thinking that they could take this minor character and just amplify it into this mega super franchise, which I will be surprised if there's like a Madam Web part two
coming anytime soon. I was gonna mention because you said a Marvel movie, but I don't is this when it opens up, it says in association with Marvel because I think
that
Columbia Pictures that made this. These are probably the only people they have rights to in this fucking like franchise. You know what I mean?
Right. I will say that I didn't necessarily mean that it is a Marvel movie, but it's like under like kind of it's a Marvel character and that it's under kind of a Marvel umbrella of characters. But it is a character I think that's owned by Sony and.
I mean,
we haven't had like the most successful things.
Yeah, when they get into it later, when we get a little bit further in, there's something I wanted to ask you about this because I thought it was funny. But going in like with like as far as like rights to characters and all that. But one thing I will say, Ray, you know, also another thing on your intro, you said that this is a, I thought you were going to say another Marvel cinematic masterpiece or something. No, I was just, no. And I said disaster. Can we coin the phrase disaster piece?
Disaster piece.
I mean, I'm sure it's been used before, but that's what this felt like. But anyway.
I will say that I didn't go into this movie not kind of expecting something like what we saw. I didn't expect it to, I honestly thought people were kind of overreacting regarding what, how terrible this movie was. And yeah. I'll just go out and say it. The last scene, I bursted out laughing out loud in the theater.
Damn,
laughing out loud on the way out of the theater.
Yeah, dude. I was like, goddamn, like I did not know, I didn't realize or expect that I was paying for a comedy movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I don't think I've laughed at a comedy movie I can recollect in recent times. More, I mean, I don't know. I know it sounds fucked up, but honestly, it's like, man, I was like uncontrollably laughing at the end of it. And I feel I feel bad for anybody in the theater that was there to, you know, I do kind of feel like an asshole a little bit, but I mean,
I don't know if the people behind us were laughing at the movie or laughing at us laughing at the movie. I heard them chuckling a few times. But it was kind of like where we were kind of responding, or at least I was. Uh-huh. I know I had a lot of like, oh my God, like what? Why? Yeah. What? You know, that those kinds of responses. And I, again, going into this movie, like when it first started, I was like, I'm going to give this movie a chance and just see what the big deal is. And the dialogue was bad. The acting was not good either.
Well, you know, as much as Dakota Johnson was like having this whole campaign and marketing campaign, which I mean, I'm sure she's supposed, you know, obligated to do and all that, she did not like, she could give a damn about this movie. Like the acting there is so flat. I was like astounded the way she was delivering some of these lines. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if there's any like consistency through the movie, it's her apathy, you know, and it could be the character of that they were making Madame Web, or that is just Dakota Johnson herself being Dakota Johnson as Madame Web, because, you know, she's awkward. She's like, she doesn't like children. She doesn't like being around people. I can relate to all that. Like those types of things of just wanting to be alone and stuff like that. But I mean, in this movie, it came through really well. And again, I don't know if that's her acting or that's just really who she is, because even watching some interviews of her talking about this movie, she seems almost like the same person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But
I don't know, man. I she felt like she had more character in real life than she did in the movie. From what I've seen, I don't know, but.
Like I saw some of her interviews before watching this movie, and it, like, the tone that she's giving off about this movie is that it's just silly. Like, she doesn't really take it seriously at all. That's the tone I'm getting from her talking about this movie. Because I mean, you've seen some other superhero type movies and the actors going out promoting it, and they're really jazzed about the movie. You know, they're like, man, it's like, what do you know? And all the things they had to do to prepare physically or whatever. I don't think Dakota Johnson had to do anything to be in this movie, you know? But again,
well, she's not supposed to. Well, but that's the thing. Her character doesn't have any powers like that.
Yeah.
She's not supposed to be doing any like physical feats or, you know what I mean? It's just an average, you know, person.
With brain power.
Until the future. Yeah, until the future. And I don't know, but, what I got from the whole marketing campaign from this was that it was going to be like a super movie unlike any other, that it's time for super movies to be good again or something like that, or to do something different or a refreshing take on super movies.
Make superhero movies funny again. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I'll say this, that I did enjoy this movie. but not for the reasons that I was supposed to go into enjoy this movie for, because I laughed a lot during this movie. Mm-hmm. This could be like one of those, I don't know if it's a so bad it's good yet, but it's bad. And I laughed a lot watching this because of how this is almost like, this is almost on par with The Room, like Tommy Wiseau.
I knew you were saying, I don't think it's, no.
No, I said it's on par, but like it's not completely that, because you know they're trying to make a serious movie. At least that's what I'm thinking. They're trying to make a serious movie, but it's just laughably bad.
I guess that's true. Yeah, I didn't want to crap on it that much, but yeah, I guess it is. You could see it like that. Arguably better made than The Room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's more high budget.
I think what you mean, like based on the fact that they were going with a certain vision and failed miserably at it. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Madam Web, you're tearing me apart. Sorry, that was my Tommy Wiseau.
Oh yeah, he's great. Yeah. He's great, and he's good and terrible at the same time. It's unfortunate for like a movie like this, because it's people were like shitting all over the Marvels, which I haven't seen yet. So I can't really well make my own judgments about that movie, you know, based on just the trailer and what people have talked about, which I won't bring up necessarily because, again, I haven't seen the movie.
I was just gonna say real quick, the telling thing for me about this movie is when, what the quality of the movie was gonna be when somebody told me that it made Morbius look good. I don't know.
And it's the same writers who did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Morbius was so good that the writers got tapped to do another movie. Yeah. I haven't seen Morbius though, so I couldn't tell you.
I haven't seen it really either. I've seen bits and pieces of it. I like Morbius as a character. I think that's a cool character for them to, you know,
yeah, for sure, yeah.
Trying to make a movie of, but
you see, like this could, this character could have been a cool character within the realm of, I guess, a Marvel universe, but to make her own origin story, like I felt like nothing was happening for the first, it's almost like 2-hour movie. I didn't feel anything was happening for the first hour. I literally looked at my watch. I was like, how long has this movie been going? It's been going for an hour, and we're just getting to the point where like she's meeting these people that she's supposed to save, you know? And up until this point, it's just her kind of like going, oh, I see things. Oh, deja vu. What is this? What is all these things that I'm seeing that allegedly have happened but haven't happened yet kind of stuff? And what was kind of annoying about a lot of this is because they weren't able, at least it seems to me from just watching the movie, that they never mentioned Peter Parker. You know, they kind of like dodged that every single time they were going to like talk about it.
I
don't know the rules.
I don't know what the rules are either, as far as like contractually, like what they can say and what they can't. But that's exactly what I was going to mention earlier before we got into it, is that I thought it was funny how in the jungle they have to fucking say, oh, he's sort of like a spider person. It's like, they can't say Spider-Man, or like what the fuck? Los Aranyas? The Aranyas? And it's like talking about the spider people.
It's like some kind of spider people. I'm like, oh my God, dude, what? And then whenever she asked the name, they just like a long silence. Go, oh, we're going to play a game about that. And then they get to the point and they don't ever say the name, you know? And
oh, it's true.
And then Ben is supposed to be his uncle, Ben, Peter Parker's uncle. Mm-hmm. And he met, you know, whenever he's talking to Madam Web or Miss Web, whatever the fuck her name is. Cassie Webb. Ben mentions that he's met someone, and then she goes, oh, what's her name? And they just stay silent for a long time. And then she's just like,
that's a good point. I didn't even catch on to that. That's a good point, right?
Yeah, they didn't mention that either. They didn't say like her name is May or Mary or something like that.
But the time wouldn't make sense, because that was in 2003 when all those events were going on. So like, when was, if they had got married and had Peter Parker, when was the first Spider-Man made, like when or what time line was that set in?
Well, that's what I'm saying is that it's either going to be like
the new Spider-Man.
It would be the new Spider-Man technically, right? Because we're going 2003, and then I don't recall when the first Spider-Man came out. Was it 2016? He's still a teenager. So, I mean, I guess that would align itself somewhat. I mean,
Was McGuire's character, he was in high school, or was he going to college?
Well, in the first one, he was still in high school.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. But so, again, I don't necessarily...
Point, man. I didn't even connect that. Ben, that's a good point, man. I didn't even connect that.
Yeah, it was this whole thing, because, I mean, his sister was having... the baby, and it was supposed to be Peter Parker, but they never say the name, and they always dodge that question of what the baby's name is, and like, oh, we're gonna wait till this and that, and then they never say the name. Everyone's supposed to know that it's Peter Parker. It's just, it was annoying, and it seems like, why would you like deliberately do that? Like, are you trying to keep the audience in suspense? Because it's just fucking annoying that you're doing that.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you would want people to say, like, they go, oh, his name's Peter, and then the crowd goes, you know, like they cheer like they did when like Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield showed up. They'll never have that moment, you know.
Are you sure there wasn't an after credit scene? I feel like there would have been something.
From what I understand, there was no after credit scene. From what I heard. But I mean, I will say I've been tainted by a lot of the reviews, but I mean, I probably would have I would not have enjoyed this movie as much as I did in a terrible way. If I had not seen the reviews before, I probably would have just been upset that I saw this movie and how bad it is, because I was kind of expecting something bad and I didn't expect it to be that bad. And that's why I was laughing. Because that end scene is just ridiculous, because like she gets hit in the eye, right? And she's blind, and then
I guess when she was in the water,
when she was in the water, the firework hit her in the eye, and then she's just like, oh, whatever. They bring her out, and then her eyes are all like whatever looking.
Yeah.
And then they have her in the wheelchair with the glasses. Yeah, and I'm just like, Dakota Johnson looks uncomfortable as hell in that chair with those sunglasses on.
What kind of chair was that anyway? There's like no back support. She was like kind of like this. Like,
yeah, but I was just like, I was like, wait a minute.
It's all like jerking. It's like, it's like moving here. I was like, no,
was she paralyzed? Like, what?
That's what it seemed
to
be.
When did that happen?
That's what I'm, again, I don't know anything. I really don't know anything about the character. Like, as far as like if she's in the comics and all that, in the cartoon at least, like she was always sitting down and she had these like dark, like more like, the Morbius glasses, not Morbius, Morpheus glasses, sunglasses from like, you know, like Matrix, like circular. I don't know if she's supposed to be blind or whatever, but I don't know, man. It's just like, that's a weird way to end the movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it reminded
me. She wasn't paralyzed though, because in the next scene when they have them all together, like she's sort of, I don't know if she's like.
Well, she can also like put herself in different places, and I'm pretty sure in her spirit, she can stand, but like she can, but when in physical reality, she can't. Because again, I don't know when she got paralyzed. I don't know why she would be in a wheelchair. I thought she'd be like fucking Daredevil or something, like just carrying a stick. Like, you know, with her senses heightened and stuff like that. But I didn't understand that at all.
Happened.
Again, like it didn't explain that, because she just fell into the water and then she got blinded by the firework. Which was, again...
Those fireworks, I don't know what factory that is, man. Those are some powerful-ass fucking fireworks, man. Like,
one went through the brick wall?
What world is that supposed to happen, man?
Brick wall?
Yeah, they were relying a lot on those fireworks. They just go in there like, oh, they get down, the fireworks gonna blow.
I'll tell you this, though. I hope Adam Scott and Mike Epps got paid a lot of money to do this movie. With as little as Mike Epps was in it, just to like burn some hamburgers on the grill and then to get killed. And then Adam Scott is Cassie Webb's like partner as a paramedic. And then he just is supposed to be that side character of Ben Parker. And we're just supposed to just know that, you know? So I don't know, man. Like This movie is just ridiculous. It's just the villain. Let's just talk about the villain too. The villain was terrible. He is like, he is a boring ass character. Like,
he was not good.
Like, it felt like all of his lines were overdubbed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know the point where he's talking to the lady from the NSA who like he banged and stuff. And he's like telling her like, oh, I'm going to be murdered. Like, and he says it so casually. I'm like, huh?
Like, yeah, he was another one. The acting was, I'm telling you, man, all that, there was no emotion in the acting, I guess. Oh. Like, I don't know.
It was the way he delivered the line. She was like, bad dream. And he's just like, I'm going to be murdered. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Like, what? Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, his whole point was to,
or like when he's talking to the woman who's like monitoring the, you know, she's monitoring all the surveillance footage, and he's like, I can't let them destroy everything that I built. I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
He went through so much trouble just to get some technology to find these people. I mean, you would think that over time he would have done more than just like wait till the last minute for his technology to catch up with his.
I'm sorry, 2003.
I mean, did they do that deliberately?
Full advantage of that Patriot Act stuff, dude.
But that's what I'm saying. Did they do that deliberately to like add that element into the movie?
I don't know. I just, you know, every time they would get on the metro, it'd be like, see something, any suspicious activity. So I don't know. Like, what is this trying to tell me here? And I don't know.
And the girls that are supposed to be saved by Cassie were annoying, you know?
Yeah.
We didn't see them in their suits, but in like this either distant future or in this guy's dream where he's getting allegedly murdered by them. Mm-hmm. But
which I don't understand.
I don't understand why are they going to become spider people? And like, are they like hidden this whole time and no one's going to know about any of the spider people until Spider-Man comes out and is just out in the open? Like, he's like, all this time there's been quote unquote spider men and spider women long before Peter Parker.
Las Arañas.
There's a bunch of Las Arañas out there. And
which I thought was funny that they had they basically had Peter Parker, like, you know, it kind of make you think that like Peter Parker was the first to come up with the idea of the suit, but there's these people in the Amazon or in the jungle and they have the twines, like the Spider-Man outfit, and they paint themselves red, and I was just like, I don't know, man. And then were they, cause she goes to Peru.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they were in Brazil when they found the spider. So why did
no? They were back? In the they were in the Peruvian jungle. It said were so. They? It said so in the because beginning. One
map. Yeah. I was pretty sure that one map they had looked like Brazil.
Hey, don't be worrying about maps, Bryce. You worry about what the caption said.
Well, yeah. All right, you're right, man. I was like pretty sure that she looked. They looked at a map and I was like, "That's Brazil. Like, why are they going to Peru? I don't know. Whatever.
No, it's a Peruvian jungle. It said so in the very beginning.
Yeah.
So, Bryce, one of the other things I wanted to discuss regarding Madame Web was the fact that she was driving around through the whole movie in a stolen, license plate-less taxi cab through the whole movie. Not one cop stopped her. She didn't she didn't have any sort of worry that this was gonna like blow the cover of the girls or even endanger them in any way. She continued on with this taxi cab, and I was really frustrated that she could still do that and nothing happened to her.
Yeah, man, can't even run a red light without getting pulled over, but drive around without a license plates throughout the entirety of the movie.
Yeah, a stolen taxi cab.
Yeah.
What?
Like, I never reported it stolen or anything like that, you know. Well, she doesn't have the license plate, so it's okay. They can't find her.
But like, just ripped. This guy would know, like, his type of car. I mean, there is something called a VIN number.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
come on, man.
I bet you that's going to be in the one of those special features things. Maybe she did get pulled over, you know? And then she kind of like
deleted scene.
She kind of like weaseled her way out of a ticket or being arrested, because she was going to be arrested initially just by them saying that they kidnapped her, or like she kidnapped those girls.
Yeah. You know?
But yet a stolen vehicle, a stolen taxi, nonetheless, in New York, I would imagine it's New York City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would think that the cops would be all over that. There'd be like APBs out. There would have been a car stolen. I mean, she parked that shit outside, wide in the open, at a hotel, and not one person questioned that whatsoever. And again, no license plate whatsoever.
No. Let's also not forget the fact that she. Best scene of the, I mean, best part of the whole fucking thing is, I mean, she flies to Peru.
Yeah.
And then drives to the airport in the stolen taxi cab, mind you. So she has to go pay for parking. This is overnight parking, folks. You got to pay for that. You got to get the ticket, which I would assume that they would need a license plate for that. Flies, goes over there, gets all the spiritual guidance she needs, becomes like a transcendental being.
When in
the
week.
Comes back.
I would say like
driving the same fucking taxi cab she's stolen.
Like, yeah, all through New York City. Not one person batting an eye about it.
You couldn't have changed the car or anything. And there's like, she finally gets an ambulance that she drives at one point.
She and she steals again.
Yeah.
And she steals.
That was funny, man. Coming back. Like, did she drive to Peru? Or, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I don't know.
Well, I know we were in the theater. I mentioned it to you. Like, when she drives, she comes in driving to Ben's house again. I was like, she's still in the same fucking taxi cab. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. I mean.
I don't know, man. Like, this one other thing that we can, like, point on this movie that makes no sense. And no one thought anything about it. Bad. Is continuity of this movie. Like, someone just went. Mm-hmm. Who cares? This movie was just so bad. I feel like if I've seen the worst, like, then everything else should be better. Like the Marvels, or I haven't seen the Eternals. I haven't seen Ant-Man, Quantumania. I don't really keep up with any of the Marvel shows or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just too much. Like, I just can't keep up with it. And I will go back and watch the Man of Recaps on YouTube if I want to actually know something, but I don't want to spend like maybe 40 minutes, 30 minutes to 40 minutes, like learning about what happens in the show or the movie. Like I watch those and because I don't have the time or the energy to do that. I'd rather watch something else.
Going back to the spider people though, like, the villain's powers, I know they, like, later on when she goes back to talk to the guy, like, well, you didn't receive, like, the strength, but you have something better, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, so does the villain have mind powers too? Because he's sort of having a premonition of being killed by the three ladies, so but, he must but be
that's,
able to see.
But that's his only premonition.
Vision?
Yeah, because the guy says that he's cursed. So I think that his only premonition is that he's going to be killed by these people.
He's cursed to die. Like,
yeah.
Well, you know what's so funny though is like, oh, actually, I guess this is sort of like the whole crux of the film, or not really, but like kind of the underlying message is that he's trying to mess with fate. But if he didn't mess with fate, he would have had a much longer life, because when he died, he was already got gray hair in the premonition. Yeah. He had gray hair. He dies early now because he's trying to change fate. So I guess that's supposed to be like some kind of Greek tragedy type message there, or sort of like, not message, but like underlying thing. But
you ever heard of the saying, there's no fate but what we make?
No.
Terminator 2.
Is that a Beatles song?
It's Terminator 2.
That was a Beatles song or something?
No.
No, I still love you.
No, no.
Fate is equal to loving me.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. No, that's when he finds the carving that Sarah Connor put in the table or whatever at the border with those dudes.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like, this was a bad movie. And would you?
Can't get over the ending, man. They did her so fucking dirty, dude. She's like blind in the hospital bed, and she's like smiling, and then the next scene, it's like, okay, that's not enough. Let's put her in a fucking wheelchair, dude. It's
like, you know, I forgot to say this. What it reminded me of, if you saw Exorcist Believer.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
The legacy character, the mom, comes back and she gets her eyes gouged out by the possessed girl, and then she's in the fucking bed, all blinded up, and she's just like like, it's no big deal. Like, you know, like she was like almost acting like she did. Yeah. I was like, you're fucking blind. What are you? Why do you seem so happy about it? You know, like, she's like, I've never seen more clearer than ever I ever have before. Like, shut up.
Well, you said you had a kind of a joke that was funny. Once with one of the girls, like, oh, can we get you anything? And you're like, yeah, a couple of pair of eyes. I was like, that's
yeah, like, what? What the fuck are we doing here? Like, man, like, they just like, I just imagine behind the scenes, they just put the blindfold on Dakota Johnson and they're just like, act. And she just starts smiling like it's just funny.
She can't keep her composure. She can't hold a straight face. That's what she's like, yeah. I wonder how many takes they had to do with her on the wheelchair and everything.
And she's just like, yeah.
It's like, okay. It's like, Dakota, stop. Can we bring the smirk? You remember, you're blind, right? You just lost your eyesight.
Yeah, we need you to be more
you
stoic.
You don't be too happy, all right?
We need you to be more stoic in this particular scene. Yeah. And she's just like, okay. Yeah. Yeah. And she's going, Jesus Christ. I never laughed so hard fucking coming out of a theater at the end of this fucking movie, dude. Oh my God. Oh,
well, we did forget one scene that was even the CPR. Oh,
yeah.
CPR
scene. Yeah, like, I was like, what?
Hello?
could this have been a more blatant attempt at foreshadowing? Yeah, dude, like, what the fuck? She just like grabs a pillow, wakes them up, like they're going to do some kind of training, and it's just to get them to go. Clamp your hands together and push, 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 push. Now you push, 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 push. Like, and then you push, push. And then literally they do that at the end. I was like, what the f-? Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, you're a good teacher. I was like, what did she teach you to do this? I learned it already.
It's
just so bad.
I don't know.
Anyways,
I guess they don't do the breathing in anymore on the CPR. I guess it's just all compressions. And
I guess so now. I mean,
but
like,
yeah,
it's like, it's non-consensual to put your mouth on someone else's if they're dying, you know. So,
well, no, I think there's
push,
dude. I don't know, man. I was just like, what is the setup here? Anyways,
it's just so bad. Like, would you watch this movie again? If I was drinking, I would probably watch this again with new people and their react. I want to see their reactions. It, you know,
I feel like this could be the new.
This might accidentally turn into like a cult classic for how terrible this movie is.
I don't want. Please do not make this compare or do not take this as a comparison. Like, well. I would say this could be the new movie. Like for me, when I was like, you know, first getting into like watching B movies and stuff, like when I was young, you know, I'm sure like you like as well discovered like Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness. I used to show Army of Darkness all the time to like people I would meet. Like, you never seen Army of Darkness? You got to watch this, fucking hilarious. This may be like some, not that it, Army of Darkness, of course, is like much more enjoyable, but I. You know, this might be something you put on with people just to fucking laugh. Like, it's definitely like, let's all drink, you know, drink a little bit and watch a funny, like, not even like an intentionally funny movie, but I don't know. And then I almost feel kind of bad shitting on the movie. So, like, as I already knew, you know, what we've been saying has already pretty much been said online. Like,
We're not saying anything.
Not good. So I do feel kind of bad, just like, but
I don't feel bad at all. I mean, I say lean into it. All right. And know that it's a bad movie and just run with it. Because I mean, I feel like if they like even Dakota, again,
feeling bad is not the right word.
Dakota Johnson, knowing that she knows it's a bad movie. She knows it, you know, and I don't blame the actors and stuff for what they've had to do, like it's just terrible. Like the job that they did, but I still don't blame them for doing it. Cause I mean, they've been in better movies. Or they played better characters, you know? So, I mean, I know this is not the caliber of film that they're probably at their best at, you know?
What you're saying is you think Dakota Johnson has to tell everybody that, you know, it's a great superhero movie. Cut to, after it's out of the theaters, all that. Cut to, like, she's on inside the actor's studio. You know, James Lipton's there. He's like, tell us about Madam Web. And he's just like, it was the worst movie I've ever been on. It was horrible. I couldn't even keep, they wanted me to put a blindfold on. I couldn't even keep a straight face.
Yeah, man.
You see the smiling? That wasn't intentional.
That was after like the 100th take. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
That was the best I could do. That was the best I could do.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. I just want to say that, I mean, obviously we're not the only ones saying this. There's like, it's kind of almost like universally panned, this movie. This movie has a 3.8 out of 10 on IMDb right now.
I would love to see if there's anybody who gives this movie. I'm sure there is. People who are paid by Columbia Pictures. But I'd love to see somebody who gave this a positive review. Who thoroughly enjoyed it. Because I want to see what their perspective is on like why they think it was a good superhero movie. I want to, or a good movie in general. Like, I want to know why.
I would like to hear their perspective also, but
yeah, defend it. I just don't, defense on it.
I, at this point, I feel like it's objectively bad.
Yeah.
Now, is it objectively funny? That's up to your humor. But, because you might just think this is a dumb, boring movie, and it was boring necessarily, but nothing really happens for a long time, and then you don't really get the gist of what these characters are doing in this universe or what their purpose is, other than that they're supposed to be killed, and she just so happens to be the one to protect them, and not in the best of ways. Because she ends up blind and she got Stephen Hawking in this movie. So I don't know.
You hear that, people? Tastes can be objective when it comes to this movie.
Yeah. So I would, again, I said, I think I would watch this again, drinking with some friends, just to see, hopefully they hadn't seen it yet, and see the reaction as the inebriation kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was completely sober watching this movie.
I was,
and I
too.
Was laughing my ass off.
Yeah, man. I was. Oh, my God.
So unfortunate for the actors to be put in this movie. But I mean, hey, they can't all be winners. There's going to be a few duds, and sometimes a few duds that come out the other end being funny and just lean into it, you know? But so would you watch this again, Bryce? Same scenario, or just never touch this movie again?
I would not go back to the theaters to see it.
Oh, no, never.
That's the point I was going to make. It's like, I can't believe this movie is even taking up an IMAX screen. I'm sorry. It sounds, I don't care. I don't care if it sounds bad or whatever. Maybe it sounds bad. I don't know. I don't mean to be like shitting.
It doesn't seem
movie,
necessary for it to be in an IMAX theater, though.
This is taking up an IMAX screen, man. That's like, we have no other movies we can put on. Well, I guess not. Maybe, I don't know. But I was just like, I saw the, like, you want to watch this movie? And you know, they have the option for D-Box. I'm like,
yeah, I saw that. I was like,
nah, I'm all right.
I'm not gonna pay extra for that shit. I don't think so, buddy.
Well, maybe the seats will move like at the end when she's like, yeah, they'll be like. the shit comes out, covers it.
You go, damn. This is Madam Web vision. Yeah. Jesus damn. Christ. But yeah, so we'll end it with that. Not a good movie, but I mean, check it out if you want to. I would not pay money necessarily to see this in theaters, or go with friends and watch it in theaters and fucking laugh, because like, there was hardly anyone in the theater. When we saw that, like, it looked when we bought tickets that there was more people in there, but there was
Wednesday
not.
Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday early afternoon.
Yeah, but you saw that when we bought tickets, it looked like there was more people in there.
Yeah,
but there
weird.
Was like no one in that fucking theater.
Damn, dude. Dakota Johnson and Columbia is buying tickets. Yeah.
They're pulling
that's a good point. It was like a whole, there was a whole row that was
like out of commission. Yeah. This is Sound of Freedom all over again.
No. Maybe there's some good Samaritans out there buying a ticket for people. So you want to go see this movie? Hell no. Or we're saving you. We're gonna buy it. I'll buy movie, a whole row. You
can't. This movie is important. God damn it. You need to go watch it. For the children. For the children, go watch this movie. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. And if you enjoyed this review, even though it was bad, I mean, please check it out, make your own opinion, or just enjoy the fact that we're just crapping all over this movie, because I enjoyed it, again, not for the reasons I'm supposed to, but I laughed. And if I laughed, that's a good feeling. So, like, so be it.
You just wait till it comes out on.
No, wait till. Wait till it comes out on. Wait till it comes out on Pluto TV.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or Tubi or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, don't pay full price for this movie. I'm sorry. Like, go see it on a matinee, standard.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
If you don't. Or maybe you want to go see it in 3D. I don't know. You know. Like, anyways.
All right. That'll be it for us. We'll see you next time.